According to FBI and Justice Department officials in Milwaukee, 23-year-old Oleg Nikolenko used a network of computers to generate about a third of the global flow of unwanted emails for at least 2 years. Nikolenko has a court appearance scheduled this morning. Assistant U.S. Attorney Brian Ressler is helping prosecute the case. Ressler says it's not just about whether Nikolenko helped companies try to sell fake watches and sexual performance pills. Ressler says about 500,000 computers were slowed down and compromised.
In turn, those compromised computers are then sending out additional emails, unwanted, by the truckload to computers all over the world. Some of those computers themselves may end up being compromised.
The FBI says the Nikolenko case is one of at least 15 high-priority spam outbreaks handled over the last few years by what it calls its botnet threat focus cell, which takes its name from robot computer networks, or botnets. Special Agent Lance Barnes heads the agency's Milwaukee cyber squad. He concedes there's still a lot of nefarious activity in the cyber world.
We know historically that those who create botnets and other viruses and malware are always trying to stay on top of private security firms and law enforcement.
Oleg Nikolenko's attorney, Christopher Van Wagner, promises what he calls a vigorous defense and says his client will plead not guilty at today's arraignment. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.